Flor de Caña is one of Latin America's oldest rum makers. The Nicaraguan distillery has had its ups and downs over the years. The low points include having its sugar mill confiscated by the Sandinistas in the 1980s. That prompted the company to squirrel away thousands of barrels of rum. But as John Otis reports, the rum makers discovered a lucrative upside to that layaway plan.
Workers at the Flor de Caña distillery refurbish white oak barrels that once held Jack Daniels and other Tennessee whiskeys. They'll now be used in the aging process for rum. The oak and bourbon residue in the barrels add to the rum's aroma and taste. Mauricio Solorzano is Flor de Caña's public relations manager.
With the wood and with the aging and with our alcohol, at the end we obtain that classical bouquet of the rum.
Like many Nicaraguan businesses, Flor de Caña fell on hard times during the Sandinista Revolution in the 1980s. Solorzano says supplies were scarce amid the Contra War and a U.S. economic embargo.
Very hard. To get the caps of the bottles, we have to bring them from Poland. The glasses of the bottle we used to buy from Cuba because the embargo and the lack of dollars and everything.
In 1986, the Sandinista government seized the sugar mill that supplied the molasses to make the rum. Fearing the entire business could be seized, Flor de Caña's managers began stashing barrels of rum in neighboring Honduras and other hiding places.
With that threat in our head, we start to produce a lot of alcohol, the most possible quantities, and we move this alcohol to secret places just in case we were confiscated.
But the business survived. After the Sandinistas were voted out of office in 1990, Flor de Caña got its sugar mill back. And because so many barrels had been stashed away, the company now has one of the world's largest supplies of aged rum. That would have been no big deal in the 1970s or 80s. But the appetite for high-quality rum is growing, like the popularity of single malt whiskeys. Most rum is aged just a few years, but Flor de Caña also sells bottles of 12, 18, and 21-year-old rum. This is a promotional video for a cocktail called the Macua, and it's another way Flor de Caña is trying to boost sales. Solorzano says the Macua is Nicaragua's national drink. It was invented 5 years ago in a contest sponsored by the company.
Cuba has their mojito. Brazil has their caipirinha. If you are in Vietnam and you try to make a cocktail like a margarita, you think in Mexico. Or a piña colada, you think in Puerto Rico. So it's the time to create a signature drink for the country.
At the Marseillaise restaurant in Managua, bartender Freddy Picado makes me a macua. He mixes rum with orange, lime, and guava juice.
Y lo agitamos vigorosamente.
It's delicious, but after the initial excitement, the demand for the macua has died down. At this Managua sports bar, waiter Reynaldo Guerrero tells me it's been 3 months since anyone's ordered a macua. He says Nicaraguans prefer traditional cocktails, like margaritas and piña coladas. But at the Flor de Caña distillery, no one seems especially concerned about the fate of the macua. Rum-making tours are on the rise here, and the company's building a Flor de Caña museum and theme park. Besides, employees here claim their rum is so good, you don't need to mix it with anything. For the world, I'm John Otis, Chichigalpa, Nicaragua.
John Otis sent us some pictures from behind the scenes at Flor de Caña. You can see them at theworld.org.